The military has moved beyond Second Life as a virtual recruiting station to an actual collaboration environment called Millands. Douglas Maxwell is Science and Technology Manager for Virtual World Strategic Applications with the U.S. Army Simulation and Training Center in Orlando, Florida.
We use Second Life as an enabler and in a collaboration technology, both on the public side and on the private networks, so that we can pump synthetic data into it for unclassified purposes, just for prototyping. Also, we can put real data into it whenever we do experimentation. But when we meet in the Millands initiative, for example, we cut across the services and we collaborate on various experimentation initiatives. And we're not meeting in Second Life just for the novelty of being able to meet. We meet to discuss real business.
Real business meaning training, meaning interaction between people doing sort of common work across services. What kind of things are you talking about?
Well, we like to share resources, for example. So what we can do is we can share the Second Life resources when we want to do experimentation. If we need subject matter experts, we can put a call out to the other services to give us a hand there. Also, what we can do is when we're setting up training exercises, for example, we can bring in people that have different perspectives from the other forces. Also, I was talking about sharing resources. There's costs associated with being inside of Second Life, and sometimes we don't need as many areas as we need all the time. So we can do a force multiplier. So we can reach out to our partners, leverage their lands and areas whenever we need to, and then contract back to our normal business.
It seems like you've and your colleagues have managed to move beyond recruitment and the cool factor for younger people and actually use this as a tool by which you can communicate with each other in a meaningful way.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the Millands organization is a grassroots organization started by government and military employees, DOD employees. And we're a guidance organization, not a governance organization. So what we do is we provide a center of intelligence and knowledge for, say, use cases or lessons learned getting into the technology. And we can't predict what everyone in the military is going to use virtual worlds technologies for. And by the way, I'd like to say virtual worlds technologies is not just a video game engine or visualization. You know, it has Web 2.0 components. It has modeling and simulation components. It's a very comprehensive class of technology all to itself. So what we do is we provide experts for people that can provide guidance to the uses of this, both on the public side for, say, recruitment or training or what have you, and on the not public side or on the secret side, where we end up doing, say, collaborative engineering exercises or planning exercises, concept of operations, etc., using real data, sensitive data.
The organizer of the Virtual Worlds Conference is Dr. Paulette Robinson with the iCollege here at the National Defense University. She compares last year's meeting, when many government applications of virtual worlds technology were still in their relative infancy, to this year.
There was some sharing in terms of what everyone was doing, and I think the poster session last year showed that, but there has been more organized collaboration. So last year was Team Orlando on a small scale with military. This year, Millands has 44 sims, has a charter, and has a commitment for military to work together across services, which is really difficult to do. It's like the same as agencies are difficult to do. We also have the VGov project, which is going to be discussed tomorrow in the conference, which is setting up a secure virtual world for all the federal government and environment, not just one, but four. So it's going to be a more robust environment. We have four partners, but we're going to see how that is changing the face of possibility within the federal government. No longer do you have to worry about it being secure, because it'll be behind a firewall in a government agency. So USDA is hosting that effort. It's just a very different way of approaching, because people are now ready to commit funds and start looking at it from a little bit beyond exploration. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do use cases and metrics for buy-in, but now they're seeing it in a much more expansive way than just education and training. They're understanding it for a much bigger mission within government with telework. I mean, the big snowstorms just had to point how important virtual worlds are going to be in the future for government.
Now, also, too, we've also seen sort of a sea change in the government in terms of collaboration, because now you have a president who has mandated transparency and openness as two watchwords of how he wants to see the government run. How does virtual worlds and the immersive technology that the consortium looks at, how does that fit into the bigger picture of openness and transparency?
Well, first of all, I don't think we're open and transparent to one another in government. So I don't think we've even explored that piece and where we can share and make sense out of information to share with the citizens. I don't think we even have explored that piece. So I think the initial piece for the VGov project is really to get a communication across government, which really doesn't exist in real time. And once that's accomplished, I see us building a doorstep to the citizen. So the citizen has a secure virtual environment. They can come in and interact with government in a meaningful way that's more immersive. And the pieces that we have done with the citizen in Second Life are really training and educational pieces. But you can't jeopardize their identity information and a few other things in a public space. So while it's great, Second Life's great for the educational piece for the citizen, in terms of meaningful interaction with government and that openness, I think that's the second stage of this project.
That's Paulette Robinson, organizer of the Federal Consortium of Virtual Worlds Conference, which concludes today. At the National Defense University in Southwest Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.